Green Atlas 7. We have instructions here to the husband. Continuing here, verse 7. You husbands, likewise. You have the definite article with your noun, translated men, husbands, in the plural. Here, ho, on air, A-N-E-R. The definite article here governs the noun and both following participles. Here the noun's in the Bogdi case, you husbands, if you will. Then it's followed with our adverb for likewise, homoios, H-O-M-O-I-O-S. Likewise, in the same way, the same adverb we saw used in verse 1. In the same way, ye wise, be submissive. So live with your wives in an understanding way, as with a weaker vessel, since she is a woman. So you have your first participle here, obviously adjectival, with the definite article governing it, present active, non-masculine, second person plural, sun oikeo, compound, S-U-N-O-I-K-E-O. Living together means cohabitating. You live with your wives. It's used one time, and Septuagint is used 13 times. So live with or cohabit with your wives, obviously implied, in an understanding way. Literally, you have according to knowledge. You have the preposition kata, K-A-T-A, plus our noun here for knowledge, discernment, accusative feminine singular, gnosis. G-N-O-S-I-S. Gnosis. According to knowledge or with understanding, nouns used 29 times. As with a weaker vessel. You have a comparative conjunction host, H-O-S. Then our is followed with the comparative adjective here, instrumental, case, neuter singular, for weaker, is ostenes, A-S-T-H-E-N-E-S, ostenes. That means weaker or more fragile. Used 26 times. In our noun here for vessel, translated vessel, or instrument, as it might be, instrumental case is skuos, S-K-E-U-O-S. Used 23 times, literally, such as pottery or something. Figuratively, it's used of the body or person. 2 Timothy 2:21, Revelation 2:27. As with a weaker vessel, since she is a woman. Since she is a woman is one word in the Greek with the definite article, ho, gender, gunai kaios, G-U-N-A-I-K-E-I-O-S, gunai kaios. It could be translated for that befitting a woman, since she is a woman, to the female sex. Another way to translate it. It's used one time, seven times in the Septuagint. And grant her honor as a fellow heir of the grace of life. And the chi here in the Cynthia use, even, more so, if you will, grant her honor. Our verb here, granting, again, our second participle, as is dealing with the husbands here, as a title participle, present active, of apo-nemo, A-P-O-N-E-M-O, apo-nemo, nemo. means granting or imparting, distributing. She's one time, three times the Septuagint. In her honor is the noun Tina, T-I-N-A. Saw it back in chapter 1, verse 7, chapter 2, verse 7. As a fellow heir of the grace of life. Again, we have a use of comparative conjunction, post, as, and fellow heir is actually a plural in the Greek. It's adjective used pronominally here, dative masculine plural, joint heirs or fellow heirs, the compound su, aeron nomos, S-U-G-K-L-E-R-O-N-O-N-O-S. Say that in your head 10 times real fast. Suglace coronamos. It's used 4 times here, Romans 8, 17, Ephesians 3, 6, Hebrews 11, 9. Fellow heirs or joint heirs of the grace of life. The grace is your noun in the genitive case, charis, C-H-A-R-I-S. Follow with our noun for life. Also in the genitive case, zoe, C-O-E. So that your prayers may not be hindered. You have the preposition eis, introducing here purpose or result, if you will, E-I-S. Your prayers, your pronoun soon, reference obviously to husbands, our noun for prayers with the definite article ho, prosuke, prosuke, P-R-O-S-E-U-C-H-E, and the plural prayers may not be hindered. Here you have the infinitive with the definite article, preceded with the negative, and the infinity again with the result, present passive. Infinity may not be hindered is to me ekato. May, negative, plus e g k o t t o ekato. May not be hindered or impeded, detained, or thwarted. It's used 5 times here, Titus 24:4, Romans 15:22, Galatians 5:7, 1 Thessalonians 2:18. Rereading the verses. You husbands, likewise, live with your wife in an understanding way, as with a weaker vessel, since she is a woman. And grant her honor as a fellow heir or fellow heirs of the grace of life, so that your prayers may not be hindered. Now, this is verse 7. 1. Peter now addresses the head of the house, you husbands, likewise. 2. The adverb likewise, moios, is the same used concerning wives. And 3. 1. In the same way, you wives, be submissive to your own husbands. They're obviously reflecting back on the previous context of servants being submissive to their masters. So 3, the question then here is, in what sense are the husbands to function in the same way as wives? 4, then the object of the husband's action is his wife, obviously, in context. The adverb has an obvious sense of reciprocation in the duty of the husband to wife. Find that easy. So 5, this in contrast to a more remote perspective, such as honoring all men, all the way back in 2:17, honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, as suggested by some commentaries brought out in Robertson's word pictures, trying to deal with likewise, in the same way. How does this apply to husband? Well, it's honoring all people, including your wives. But that didn't really fit. That doesn't define this. 6, it has been suggested that in some way the wife also has authority over the husband. So the sense then is submit, as it was to the wife. 7, however, the Bible is very clear that the authority of the husband is in, quote, everything, all things, tosses you, Ephesians 5:24. Accepting his body in the sexual relationship, which subject of instances obviously does not make sense in our verse. Ephesians 5:24. But as the church is subject to Christ, so also wives ought to be to their husbands in everything, in all things. And obviously, in regards to exercise authority, that is to cover all bases, with the exception of one area, and that's in the sexual relationship of husband and wife, in which their bodies are to be submitted to one another as the property of the spouse for their pleasure and enjoyment and use. That's 1 Corinthians 7:4. The wife does not have authority over her own body, but the husband does. So you say, all right, well, that fits in regards to the wife submitting and all things. But he goes on, and likewise, also the husband doesn't have authority over his own body, but the wife does. So you have one exception in regards to where authority is equal, and that's in the bedroom. And through the process of elimination and obviously recognition of the latent doctrine of authority in all things apart from this, to put this in a sexual connotation in this respect doesn't make sense. So, the idea of the adverb here is that believing husbands within the churches, like the believing wives, were responsible before God to apply Bible doctrine to their marriages. In the same way, the emphasis in regards to the wife is application of God's directed will for them, that they are bound by this because they are on doctrine, they are positive, and they're seeking to operate their lives in this respect. So this is what makes the best sense in regards to describing the meaning behind this adverb, homeos. So the idea of the adverb again is that believing husbands within the churches, like the believing wives, were responsible before God to apply Bible doctrine to their marriages. 9, it has a nuance of, quote, for your part, end quote, indicating that the relationship is reciprocal in that vein. So again, the doctrinal instruction here in application to their wives is twofold. A, live with your wives in an understanding way as with a weaker vessel, since she is a woman. And B, and grant her honor as a fellow heir of the grace of life. So 11, the two imperatival participles, live with and grant, binds these husbands to the directive will of God. The command, role imperatives, binds the husband, then, to God's directive will for their lives as the authority of the house. So 12, these participles, the imperatival force, living with and granting, spin off the force of the imperatival participles to be submissive. In 2:18 and 3:1, which there binds both service of wives also to God's will. So that is the connective force between all these participles, that whether it's under the terms of submit or whether it's under the terms of living with and granting, it binds all these parties in regards to God's directed will for their life and their particular station and relationship in this respect. So 13, in that vein, the idea of submission is threaded into the instructions for husbands. Well, the husband does not have to submit to the wife's authority, it's rather vice versa in this regard. The idea of submission, this thread of idea, is retained because they're all bound to the authority of God in Bible doctrine with respect to their responsibility, as we said, in their relationships. So 14, husbands have a higher duty than just to bring home a paycheck and bark out orders before God. Whatever people's idea of marriage is, and from the male's perspective, it's more than just going out and making a living and coming home and kicking your feet up and telling the old lady to get you a beer. There's more to having a successful relationship, especially a relationship that you want blessed by God. All right, let's go ahead and take a break. Thank you.